I'm here with head coach Herm Edwards of the Kansas City Chiefs. Herm, one thing that as a fan I've always been fascinated with about the draft, almost more so than the players actually getting selected, is I've always been curious about what goes on behind the scenes, days, weeks before the draft. And I'm not looking for secrets, but
right.
When you sit down with GM Carl Peterson and your coaches and your scouts, are you kind of playing through scenarios saying, okay, if this and this happens, we'll do this, or we'll trade if this happens?
Yeah, you're talking about after you evaluate, you mean after you evaluated all the players?
Yeah, and you kind
of... Yeah, basically what you do, and you got it right, probably 3 days before the draft, I mean, your board is pretty much set where you have your guys ranked. Because you have a board and you set it first round. Who do you think, and we go pluses and minuses. You go how many plus players you have, and plus means they're in the top 10.
Yeah.
And then you have... one players, and then they're kind of from 10 to 20 something. Then you got minus ones, and they go from the bottom of the rounds. And so then you sit there and you have all the rounds up, seven rounds. You have your rank. We had about 100. We graded up 357 guys, and I think we had like 152 that actually go on the board in our first seven rounds. And so then from there, what you do is you're right. You sit there and you look at teams in front of you. And, you know, we picked so early, so it wasn't really that difficult at that point because you're looking at teams in front of you and you're going, okay, who are the top-rated players? Well, obviously one of them got drafted before the draft even started, so he's off the board. And so then you look at teams and you kind of play those scenarios. If this team picks this guy, and you kind of guess this team could pick this guy or that guy, and then you create, when they get to our pick, this is the guy that could be left, these two players. Is he worthy of the fifth? Do you want to try to get out of it and go down? Do you think some teams are going to call you? So you create about four or five situations every day, and that's kind of tedious, and you kind of sit there and you look at it, and then the day of the draft, one of them came to fruition, and it was the one that was probably the last one that we thought was going to come to fruition, so it all kind of worked out for us.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the drafted players. You know, the players' evaluations that go well beyond the 10 players or so that you draft. You sign free agents. You bring people into mini camps. How many players do you actually look at from now until the start of training camp?
Oh, well, you've college players, you've already looked at about 350-odd players that you've graded. And then, you know, there's some pro players that you'll continue to look at now because after June 1, there'll be some guys getting cut. So you'll look at those guys. So I'd say all in all, there's probably 400 guys you look at the end, and you're always constantly evaluating them, you know, and then you get your guys. I mean, there's going to be about 85 guys here between now and training camp, and then you only can take 80 to training camp. But then with that, the preseason starts, and then you start evaluating all over again because you evaluate the rookies that have just got drafted. You go to games with our scouts, and they watch those guys. If they get cut, then you got to decide if you'd like to bring that guy in and trade out a guy. So it's a continuous process.
Oh, it's amazing. Is it like a job interview when you get a guy on the field? I mean, when you're evaluating a player, can you tell right away if they've got what you're looking for?
Well, I think it for me, it doesn't take a whole lot. I think you have enough tape on the guy that you can watch and you can see some things that you can help him with. You try to watch the guy's strengths. I mean, we all have weaknesses. That's just part of life, and you understand that. But you got to understand his strengths, and do his strengths play into what you're going to ask him to do on your team? And then from there, it's a lot about his personality and character. I think that plays big, especially now in today's world, in today's sports. There's so many things that these guys are required to do, not only on the field but off the field. And I think their actions and what they do kind of give you an idea of what type of player he's going to become.
Herm Edwards, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, with me. Fans across the state obviously interested in the Missouri Tigers. You just had a tryout this past weekend with some players. Can you tell us how Pig Brown did and what's his status?
Did pretty good, and we're still evaluating those guys. We're probably going to end up signing nine of those kids that came in without contracts. And he came in, you know, he was still a little nicked up. I mean, he's not fully recovered, but he's a good athlete. There's no doubt about that. And we had a couple other kids that came in that did a good job. We're actually going to sign about nine of those guys. Probably next week we'll determine which guys we're going to go with.
Now, in a situation like Pig Brown, it's got to be tough for a senior that gets hurt very early in his senior year to do some evaluation. Is that somebody that, if he doesn't make this cut, that you could maybe look at when he gets a little bit healthier? How do you handle
that? Yeah, I mean, that's always true. And you know, what he needs to try to do is when he, if whether it's here or somewhere else, he needs to get into camp. And that's the whole thing, is to get – and it's hard anymore because the numbers have gone down to 80. There's no World League. You can't add players. So that's become kind of tough too for these guys all of a sudden to get in training camp, and that's the whole key. Got to get into camp.
Well, you drafted wide receiver Will Franklin. How's he fit into your team?
Well, he's a guy that he has a lot of potential. He's got some size and got some speed. Now, he's played in the offense where, you know, he really wasn't required to run a lot of routes. I mean, the way they ran their offense was a little bit different. That's how college teams, most of them run it now. But we think the guy has some potential. He's got some talent. You know, it's just a matter of how he wants to handle it now when he gets in, when he gets here, when he arrives. Is he a hard-working guy? Is he willing to sacrifice? And I think the thing that you learn about the college guys is the thing they have to understand is really understand what their priorities are going to become. This becomes a job. This is not anything other than that. It's a job. And I think the way you handle it, the way you prepare yourself, gives you the ability to whether you're going to be in the league or you're going to just get a cup of coffee and you're going to be a guy that, you know, played on a team or so for a year or two and is out of the league.
You know, I think the trade for Minnesota getting their draft picks for Jared Allen was a great move. Now, you still need those players to perform that you drafted.
Right.
But I mean, what will Glenn Dorsey, first of all, he wasn't involved in that trade, but what's he going to bring to the defense?
Well, I mean, we just felt that he's the type of guy that's an impact player. If he can stay healthy, he has a chance to be a very good player in our league. Where that is, they don't even put that pressure on him. He just has to come in and be Glenn Dorsey, and I think if he can do that, he's going to be a very good player. But you're talking about a player that's inside, an inside player that really helps you in the fact that in the passing game, the quarterback doesn't have the ability to step up in the pocket. And that's very, very important when a guy can't step up in the pocket.
Brandon Albert, a new offensive lineman. If you had to pick today, where would he play, tackle or guard?
Right now he'd play tackle for us. We line him up at tackle. We think he can play there. The one thing you do know about the guy, he's athletic enough to play probably any position there. Very talented guy, got a lot of size. He's been a team captain for 2 years, so he's a well-grounded player, too.
Herm, two more questions. Mm-hmm. I know the offensive line was a big issue last year. Were you able to give Brody Croyle a fair evaluation at that position last season, considering the problems that you had on the offensive line?
No. I don't think the whole offense could really be truly evaluated because of a lot of different situations, and that's what kind of makes it refreshing this year. I think we're going to, hopefully with a healthy Larry Johnson, with a receiver Dwayne Bowe is going into his second year. Tony's coming back. We've got some linemen that were already here that we feel that'll battle for the other starting positions, and so we got to play a whole lot better on offense. And I think surrounding Brody with some complimentary guys is going to help him. The quarterback gets the blame for a lot of things. He gets the glory for a lot of things. Sometimes he gets the blame for a lot of things. And I think what Brody went through last year is going to make him a stronger guy. He was already a pretty tough, mentally tough guy. I think that season he went through last year and this whole football team is going to make us a whole lot better.
I know fans will want to know this. What do you see in Brody Croyle that makes him an NFL quarterback?
Well, I like his composure. He's got good arm strength. He's got a feel in the pocket. The guy was a successful guy in college, and he went through the similar thing his senior year. You know, they were pretty battered at offensive line. He was a guy that found ways to win games, and I just think that he's like any quarterback. You got to give the guy a chance. If you go back and look at his statistics when he started last year, and now all of a sudden Eli Manning is like, he's it. Well, if you compare the statistics when they both played the same amount of time, his statistics are actually better than Eli Manning's. And these guys take time. They don't just walk in and all of a sudden the only guy that was able to do that in the last 10 years was Roethlisberger, who was at Pittsburgh. But other than that, they all struggle early. And that's just part of the it's part of the process of developing a quarterback. So I just think he handled everything that went on last year. Now, he'll be put in a situation where, he's going to have to play well, but the people around him are going to have to play well too.
And plus, it doesn't hurt when you got a forearm the size of a leg either.
Yeah, exactly.
Herm Edwards, head coach of the Chiefs. Do you ever get tired of people asking you about the miracle at the Meadowlands?
Well, you never thought when you're involved in something like that, it would continue to be talked about. But very, very fortunate. It's one of those deals. You're in the right place at the right time. And I think the greatest thing about it, it really kick-started our football team back then. We needed to win a game, especially at that time of the year, and we were able to win it. And then that kind of propelled us to really get in the playoffs that year, and then we continued to be a playoff team and finally got to the Super Bowl. And if you look back at a lot of teams, there's always a player or two or a game or two that you win that creates that sense of confidence. And I think that gave us a lot of confidence. I was just fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time. I'm just glad I didn't stumble and fumble and fall down after I picked it up. So I was very, very lucky.
Did you ever talk to Joe Pisarcik?
Yeah. It's kind of ironic because Joe came to our team the next year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Believe it or not. I mean, so you can believe he got a standing ovation when he walked in the locker room.
Now. Yeah. Well, I just found out a couple of years ago that you were the one that ran the ball back because everybody talks about, the fumble and stuff. So, you're a little obscure there, but your name has certainly popped up. So, well, Coach, I appreciate your time and best of luck, and we'll talk to you as we get a little closer down the season.
Thank you very much.